Their hearts were drawn to the stranger. During their journey, the sun had gone down and the laborers in the fields had left their work. As the disciples were about to enter their home, the stranger appeared as though he would continue his journey. But the disciples hungered to hear more from him. "Abide with us," they urged. He did not seem to accept the invitation, but they pressed him. "It is toward evening, and the day is far spent." Christ yielded to this entreaty and went in to tarry with them. Had the disciples failed to press their invitation, they would not have known that their traveling companion was the risen Lord. Christ never forces his company on anyone. Gladly will he enter the humblest home, but if men are too indifferent to ask him to stay with them, he passes on. The simple evening meal was soon prepared and placed before the guest, who had taken his seat at the head of the table. Now he put forth his hands to bless the food in exactly the same way as their master used to do. The disciples started back in astonishment. They looked again and saw in his hands the print of nails. Both exclaimed, "It is the Lord Jesus." They rose to cast themselves at his feet, but he had vanished. They looked at the place occupied by one whose body had lately lain in the grave, and said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" With this great news to communicate, their weariness and hunger were gone. They left their meal untasted and hurried on the same path by which they had come, to tell the disciples in the city. They climbed over steep places, slipping on smooth rocks, desiring to go faster than they dared. They lost the track, but found it again. Sometimes running, sometimes stumbling, they pressed forward, their unseen companion beside them all the way. The night was dark, but the sun of righteousness was shining upon them. They seemed to be in a new world. "Christ is risen," over and over they repeated it. They must tell the sorrowing ones the wonderful story of the walk to Emmaus. They must tell who joined them by the way. They carried the greatest message ever given, glad tidings on which the hopes of the human family for time and eternity depend.